What was your vantage point this morning? How close were the media allowed to get, Ed, and what did you see?
Yeah, so I was less than 30 miles from the launch site, along Highway 54 that leads up to the Blue Origin facility. My colleague, Emily Chang, was actually inside the room at the Blue Origin facility, and what we saw was a perfect execution of the mission plan. You know, the New Shepard booster carried the capsule to a point above 62 miles above the Earth. Every stage went to plan. We could actually hear very clearly the astronauts inside the capsule, you know, making comments like best day ever, you know, Jeff Bezos, the world's richest man, reminding his crew members to take time to look out of the window. Astonishing when you're hurtling up into space at Mach 3 speeds. And, you know, after they'd had a few minutes of weightlessness up in space, the capsule started to get pulled by Earth's gravitational pull, free-falling back down to Earth, slowing itself with air resistance and aerodynamics. Then you get those small parachutes, and then the large parachutes deploy, bringing the capsule safely down to Earth with a little burst of air before it hit the ground in the West Texas desert.
Ed, did the people of Van Horn fill the streets to watch this morning?
Yeah, what's incredible is, you know, there's a lot of media presence here in Van Horn, right? A town of 2,000 people that respectfully is not a place you normally go to. And they kept coming up to us and asking, where's the best place for me to view? Where I want to see the rocket launch. Where can I see it? Blue Origin actually told locals not to try and get close. They closed the highway for a stretch of 11 miles around the perimeter of the facility. But people here, they were trying to find parking spots. You could see the jet stream very clearly up in the sky. I actually climbed up on top of my truck just to get that couple of feet closer to be able to see the jet stream. And it was so visible and magnificent. It's a beautiful day out here in West Texas. Luckily, good conditions for viewing a rocket launch. But yeah, I sincerely, the people of Van Horn and Culberson County were ecstatic about this launch.
I had seen a report on the Culberson County Airport where they say, you know, if they get a handful of jets landing in a month, that constitutes busy. But that's really picked up here lately, right?
Yeah, I wrote a column this week about the impact that Blue Origin has had on Van Horn and Culberson County. And being honest, it's been pretty muted. This is a town historically that has relied on mining. In more recent times, of course, there's a lot of ranching and oil that goes on around here, right? We're still in Permian Basin territory. Blue Origin came to town in 2005 when Bezos acquired the land. But to be honest, nothing has really changed. There's been no sort of big space boom, no gold rush that has come from Blue Origin being here. They have less than 300 staff on site fully. They have hired some local people as contractors. They've built an apartment block in town, built a few houses, but there's no big money flowing into the town. I certainly know that the mayor of the town, Becky Brewster, and a lot of the big name locals want that to change. They're really hopeful that today's launch with Bezos means that a space boom is coming to Van Horn. And for any of your listeners familiar, you know, this is just a two-mile stretch along the I-10 with a truck stop at either side. There's nothing here. But that could change if Blue Origin brings business and some more private jets to town with paying customers that want to go to space.
And no doubt when a town like Van Horn, a small West Texas community, gets international attention like today, it is priceless.
Yeah, it is priceless. You know, I'm staying at one of the hotels. It's funny because Van Horn is a pit stop on the I-10, right? There are actually quite a few hotels here. And what's astonishing is the hotels are shocked about how high their prices are. They've never seen anything like this because the hotels are packed out, not just with, the media and tourists that want to see this, but also Blue Origin employees. So yes, it's priceless in terms of this historic landmark moment for space exploration, for human space flight, for West Texas. But my goodness, I bet you it's brought a few dollars through the door in the last few days.
Ed, is this going to be more of a regular occurrence now that this historic first flight has gone so well? Are these going to happen regularly?
Yeah, Blue Origin certainly hopes so. The plan right now is to do two additional human space flights in 2021. We think the next one will be at the end of September, beginning of October, and those will be paying customers. You know, the capsule on the New Shepard space vehicle can hold six paying passengers. So that gives you a sense of, you know, how many people they'll actually be able to take up in a year, maximum 12. We know there's a lot of demand. There are, according to Blue Origin, willing paying customers out there, but they really need to ramp up their launch windows and their ability to launch. And a part of that is also down to regulators, but the signs are good.
This is absolutely excellent. Before I let you go, I have to ask, where do you fly into? Do you fly into Midland, Odessa to get out there, or where?
My goodness, that's a great question, because my experience coming into town was really pretty traumatic. You know, it's July here in West Texas, storm season, so most people fly to El Paso, and then it's just a short drive, 100 miles, right? But, you know, all through New Mexico, southwest Texas on the Mexico border, there have been so many lightning and thunderstorms that actually for this, there was a lot of disruption, people's flights getting diverted all over the place. I almost considered flying to San Antonio and driving, but... You know, I think in time, hopefully some investment flows here and they can build out that Culberson County Airport.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.